from the prophet Isaiah. Shout for all your work. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Proclaim their faults to my people, the sins of the house of Jacob. They seek me day after day. They long to know my ways, like a nation that wants to act with integrity and not ignore the law of its God. They ask me for laws that are just. They long for God to draw near. Why should we fast if you never see it? And why do penance if you never notice? Look, you do business on your feast days. You oppress all your workmen. You quarrel and squabble when you fast and strike the poor man with your fist. Fasting like yours today will never make your voice heard on high. Is that the sort of fast that pleases me? A truly penitential day for people. Hanging your head like a reed, lying down on sackcloth and ashes. Is that what you call fasting, a day acceptable to Yahweh? Is not this sort of fast that pleases me? It is the Lord God who speaks. To break unjust fetters and undo the tongues of the yoke. To let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. To share your bread with the hungry and shelter the homeless poor. To clothe the man you see to be naked and not turn from your own kin. Then will your light shine like the sun and your wound be quickly healed over. Your integrity will go before you, and the Lord, the glory of Yahweh behind you. Cry, and Yahweh will answer. Call, and he will say, I am here. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, the wicked word. Now spoken as in the English-speaking world, refrigerators, the need for a fasting season is not so immediately obvious. Our ancestors used this time when the larder was near empty to make little cutbacks now in order to be able to survive later on. Fasting is linked to the virtue of prudence, even if the physical reason for abstention is now part of history. The ancient and established guidelines gave way to schemes devised to improve people physically. Some gave up sweets, or candies for our listeners in the US, not for personal restraint, but in order to lose weight. And there are some who would see this as selfish, but that's unfair. Doing something to make things better is always a good act. The sacrifice is as real for weight loss as it is for any other intention. The fasting that becomes self-serving is not good in itself. The one who fasts should be doing so in secret, and so Isaiah has told us, and Christ repeated. Our actions should not indicate that we are doing something that is difficult. In many ways, fasting is a private, personal, and highly individual devotion. It can correct the abuses and addictions that destroy not just the physical balance, but also the imbalances in our own consciences. A good fast lifts the dignity of the faster to its correct place in life. The fact that it will delight your cardiologist does not in any way take away from its value as a spiritual act. In the beginning, God created us in his image and likeness. Sin, greed, gluttony destroy that likeness on a daily basis. Every action designed to curb excess is geared to restore that broken image and likeness. Therefore, it is good. That is why we wear imperial purple during this season. In Christ's time, the manufacture of purple dye was expensive and complex, and as a result, only the emperor was entitled to wear it. And being the emperor was the highest human dignity, and his color represents that dignity today. In a world of low morals, declining respect for life, savage social inequality, mistrust between nations, and a financial world that has misled and collapsed our hope, it's good to remember that dignity. That dignity should be the inspiration for any social or economic recovery we hope for. It is a reform that begins, though, with the individual examining his or her own dignity. And in finding that dignity, orders his or her life to living in the best way possible. That is why Jesus came among us. God recognized our dignity. We didn't. God came to restore that dignity. We killed him. Now is the time to repent, maybe even admit that God was right.